Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the regular IR verbs in the past tense, pretérito perfeito. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. If you're enjoying listening to this podcast and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to carry on talking about pretérito perfeito. But on this episode, we're going to focus on IR verbs, regular IR verbs. We'll take as a first example the verb abrir. Abrir means to open. And if I wanted to say I opened or I have opened, remember that pretérito perfeito translates both past simple, I opened, and present perfect, I have opened. And if you wanted to say either of these possibilities, in Portuguese we should say eu abri. Eu abri. And our ending is just the letter I, or in Portuguese, I. Quick reminder on what is this tense for. We use the pretérito perfeito simples do indicativo. This is the full name of the tense. We call it simples because it's not a compound tense. It only uses one verb form. And it belongs to the mode indicativo. So we use the pretérito perfeito simples do indicativo when we're talking about something that happened and finished in the past. So it's the tense that we should use to talk about one-off events. It's used for actions that occurred at a specific time, at a specific period in the past, and they are not continuing into the present. For instance, if I wanted to say something as simple as yesterday, I opened the windows. That would be ontem eu abri as janelas. But let's first have a look at the endings we should use for IR regular verbs in the pretérito perfeito. So taking the verb abrir as an example, the first thing we should do is to drop the ending out of the infinitive. So your infinitive is abrir, the ending is IR, or in Portuguese, IR. Let's drop that. And now to the stem of the verb, to that first part of the verb, let's add the proper endings for this tense. The first one you already know, eu abri, and as always happens with words ending in the letters I or U, here talking about vowels, if a word ends in I or U, or in Portuguese I, U, we should stress the last syllable. And that explains why we say eu abri. Eu abri. We're stressing the last syllable just because it ends in I, or in Portuguese, I. Now, you, informal you, tu abriste. Tu abriste. The ending now is I-S-T-E, ou em português, I-S-T. de, e, to erbricht. You will find that IR verbs are actually the most regular ones. Because it is an IR, you will see the letter I in the beginning of the ending for all the verb forms. It's pretty regular comparing to AR and ER. It's even better than the other ones. So we have always the letter I starting the ending. Eu abri, tu abrist. And we carry on with the formal you. Você abriu. Abriu. Now we have a diptong. A diptong is when we have two vowels in the same syllable. And this time our ending is I-U, ou, em português, I-U, abriu, abriu, você abriu, you, formal you, opened. Let's use the same exact verb form, abriu, to talk about him and her. He opened, ele abriu, she opened. Ela abriu. So this finishes the singular forms that I will repeat. If you want, you can repeat after me. Eu abri. Tu abriste. Você abriu. Ele abriu. Ela abriu. And now let's have a look at the plural forms. If you want to say we opened, nós abrimos. The ending now is a bit longer, four letters for this ending. I-M-O-S. Ou, em português, I-M-O-S. Abrimos. Of course, that because abrimos starts with a vowel, we can and we should run it together with the pronoun nós. So instead of split the two words, nós abrimos, let's run them together and let's pronounce the S in the end of nós as if it was a Z. Nós abrimos. Nós abrimos. We opened. And now let's see the plural, you. The one that it's like saying you guys or you all. I'm talking about vocês. And our ending now is vocês abriram. Abriram. The ending is I-R-A-M. Ou, em português, I-R-A-M. Abriram. Don't forget to close your lips in the end in order to perfectly make the nasal sound ão. Close your lips, ão. But you're not stressing that ão sound, you're stressing the one before. Abriram. Bri is your stressed syllable. So you guys opened the windows. Vocês abriram as janelas. You've probably noticed that just like we did with nós, instead of splitting the words and say them apart, we ran them together. Vocês abriram. So that S in the end of vocês becomes again like a Z. That happens because the S is in between two vowels. You guys opened? Vocês abriram. And that same exact verb form, abriram, will be used for masculine day, eles, and feminine day, elas. And again, because both eles and elas end with S, again, we have the same situation of having S between vowels, so let's pronounce that S as a Z. Eles abriram. Don't forget to close your lips in the end. I will repeat this one. Eles abriram. Elas abriram. Let's repeat the plural forms. Vamos repetir as formas do plural. Nós abrimos. Vocês abriram. Eles abriram. Elas abriram. So, on this tense, what happens is that we're stressing the last syllable of the first person, eu abri, and the third person. Você abriu, ele abriu, ela abriu, because of the I and the IU. But for the other forms, we're doing like we used to do when we were practicing the present tense, we're stressing the second to last syllable. So, you informal, you opened, tu abriste, is brish, is the stressed syllable, the second to last one. Tu abriste. Same thing happens with nós. Nós abrimos, we're stressing the bri, abrimos, second to last. And then for vocês, eles, elas, again, we're stressing bri, which is the second to last one. Vocês abriram, eles abriram, elas abriram. Let's do abrir one more time together, from eu to eles. Vamos repetir abrir. Estão prontos? Are you ready? Eu abri, tu abriste. Você abriu, ele abriu, ela abriu, nós abrimos, vocês abriram, eles abriram, elas abriram. Okay, so now let's have a look at other regular IR verbs in the pretérito perfeito, and let's try to make some sentences with them. The verb abrir, and we've talked about windows already, so let's do that first one for eu. Let's say today I open the windows. Hoje eu abri as janelas. And if you still remember from the previous episodes, if you want to turn these sentences into negative ones, the only thing you need to do is to add the word noun immediately before the verb. So you have, hoje eu abri as janelas. And if you put the word noun before the verb, you get a negative, today I did not open the windows. Hoje eu não abri as janelas. Vamos repetir? Hoje eu não abri as janelas. Now I want to tell you about the verb partir, because partir has more than one meaning. Let's focus now on the main two meanings for this verb. Partir as in to depart, to leave, or partir as in to break something in pieces. Completely different meanings, and it's such a common verb that I will present two examples, one for partir as in to depart, and the other one as in partir as in to break. So let's say this morning you didn't leave or you didn't depart to England. Esta manhã, sorry, I said you didn't, but we will first do the affirmative and then we'll do the negative. I'm sorry, desculpa. So the affirmative, this morning you left to England, you departed to England. Esta manhã, tu partiste para Inglaterra. Esta manhã, tu partiste para Inglaterra. And now the negative. E agora negative with noun right before the verb. You didn't leave, you didn't depart. Esta manhã, tu não partiste para a Inglaterra. Esta manhã, tu não partiste para a Inglaterra. And now let's do another sentence with the verb partir with the other meaning of break something in pieces. This afternoon, you broke a glass. Esta tarde, você partiu copo. We're doing the formal you example. Vamos repetir. Esta tarde, você partiu copo. Esta tarde, você partiu copo. So, knowing that the verb is partiu, you broke a glass, if you place the word noun right before the verb, you get the negative, this afternoon you did not break a glass. Esta tarde, você não partiu copo. Esta tarde, você não partiu copo. Let's have a look at another regular IR verb in the pretérito perfeito, the verb discutir. And the verb discutir might also have more than one meaning. It could be to discuss if you present the object of the verb. Let's say discuss the economy of the country or discuss literature. That would be to discuss. But when we're not presenting the object, when we're just saying discutir with no direct object to it, it changes its meaning to argue. So if I say that tonight or this evening he argued with his son, would be esta noite ele discutiu com o filho. Esta noite ele discutiu com o filho. And if you want to make it negative, let's just use the word noun right in front of the verb. Esta noite, ele não discutiu com o filho. Esta noite, ele não discutiu com o filho. Notice that esta noite can be either tonight or this evening, as in Portuguese we don't have that difference between night and evening. Another very common regular IR verb in the pretérito perfeito is the verb subir. Subir means to climb, to ascend, to go up. So if I wanted to say that we went up the stairs in the building yesterday. Ontem, nós subimos as escadas do prédio. Ontem, nós subimos as escadas do prédio. Let's make it a negative sentence. Using the word não right before the verb. Ontem, nós não subimos as escadas do prédio. We didn't climb, we didn't go up. Ontem, nós não subimos as escadas do prédio. Another practical one is the verb to substitute, to replace. Substituir. Substituir. If I wanted to say something like the day before yesterday, do you still remember how do we say the day before yesterday? Como se diz the day before yesterday em português? Anteontem. So if I wanted to say the day before yesterday, you replaced the lock, the house lock. Anteontem, vocês substituíram a fechadura de casa. Lock is fechadura. You might recognize it from the verb to close, fechar, or to lock, fechar. Anteontem, vocês substituíram a fechadura de casa. Anteontem, vocês substituíram a fechadura de casa. Let's make it a negative sentence. Let's use não right before the verb. Anteontem, vocês não substituíram a fechadura de casa. Anteontem, vocês não substituíram a fechadura de casa. Let's learn now the verb to give up. To give up is desistir. Desistir. And desistir, it's regular in the pretérito perfeito. So if I wanted to say last weekend, they, let's use the masculine they first, last weekend, they gave up the game. No fim de semana passado, don't forget that in English we just say last weekend, but in Portuguese we say in the last weekend. So we start with no, em plus o no. No fim de semana passado, eles desistiram do jogo. No fim de semana passado, eles desistiram do jogo. And if you want to turn this into a negative sentence, no fim de semana passado, eles não desistiram do jogo. One last example for feminine day, elas. Let's use the verb dividir. Dividir means to divide, but many times might be used with the idea of sharing, because when you split or divide something, it's because you're sharing it. For instance, if you share an apartment, we can use the verb partilhar, that literally means to share, but we can also use the verb dividir. If I wanted to say that day, the girls last year shared an apartment in Lisbon, but using the verb dividir, we should say no ano passado, same situation we had with no fim de semana passado, start with no instead of just saying ano passado, like in English. No ano passado, elas dividiram apartamento em Lisboa. No ano passado, elas dividiram apartamento em Lisboa. And if it's negative, if you wanted to say they didn't do it, no ano passado, elas não dividiram apartamento em Lisboa. No ano passado, elas não dividiram apartamento em Lisboa. If you want to turn all these sentences, affirmative or negative, into questions, the only thing you need to do when you're writing them is to have a question mark in the end, and when you're saying them, is all about your intonation, your question intonation. So you must raise your voice at the end of each sentence. So let's keep the affirmative ones, but it would be exactly the same if you want to do with the negative ones. Let's keep the affirmative ones we've learned, but this time we'll turn them into questions. Did I open the windows today? Hoje eu abri as janelas. Hoje eu abri as janelas. Did you depart to England this morning? Esta manhã, tu partiste para a Inglaterra? Esta manhã, tu partiste para a Inglaterra? You might notice a different intonation every time I say it, and I'm doing it on purpose to tell you that there's not just one way to say it, but you need to, with the repetition, start to feel how we normally do it. How do we normally do it? Sorry. Did you break a glass this afternoon? Esta tarde você partiu copo? Esta tarde você partiu copo? Did you have a fight and arguing with your son this evening or tonight? Esta noite did he have a fight or an arguing with his son tonight or this evening? Esta noite ele discutiu com o filho? Esta noite ele discutiu com o filho. Did we go up the stairs in the building yesterday? Ontem nós subimos as escadas do prédio. Ontem nós subimos as escadas do prédio. Did you guys replace the lock, the house lock, the day before yesterday? Anteontem vocês substituíram a fechadura de casa? Anteontem vocês substituíram a fechadura de casa? Did they give up the game last weekend? No fim de semana passado, eles desistiram do jogo? No fim de semana passado, eles desistiram do jogo? They, the girls, shared an apartment in Lisbon last year. Did they, the girls, shared an apartment in Lisbon last year? No ano passado, elas dividiram um apartamento em Lisboa? No ano passado, elas dividiram um apartamento em Lisboa? I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I really need to thank to my dear patrons. This podcast wouldn't carry on without your support. So muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Petra Korf, Brenda Sabrex, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Soares, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandage, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Miguel Black Tuvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholta, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramona Splectus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jaida Rhines, John Markveit, David Kirkham, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhaug, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brandon Wallace, Kate Awake, David Keller, David Hassler, Ruby Manon, Deborah Tuhi, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, Michael Wannett, Ruth Raymond, Sharon Matthews, and Petri. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. pietė prasmena. Ciao!